Okay.
So yesterday was lines, section 2.5. Today, which is day 9, we're looking at planes, also section 2.5. Homeworks 5, 6, 7, and 8 are due on Thursday, day 11. I think initially on the board I labeled yesterday's homework homework 5, but I eventually fixed it.
It was homework 8 that was assigned yesterday.
To express a line given this information is in parametric form. Where you have a parameter. A parameter is something that you don't have an axis for, right? There's an x, y, and z axis maybe if I put them in, but there's no t axis, right? It's just a parameter. It's not explicitly graphed as an axis. And then the standard Cartesian form came out like this. Of course, there can be problems if A, B, or C is zero. Then you have to do a little bit of thought as to how to eliminate the parameter from the equation. We did an example of that yesterday. Notice it's a system of two equations. Okay. Now, a plane is a little different. Again, just as there are many parallel lines, and hence an arrow doesn't tell you a line, there are many parallel planes, right? You can imagine the plane of the floor and then the plane of the ceiling, right? Those are both parallel. So even if you know the direction, so to speak, that's not enough. You need a point. Plane is determined by a point. And now there's a little problem, though. A parallel arrow is not enough anymore. Okay. So, for example, here's this podium, and here's this table. Okay, here's a parallel arrow, this marker pointing horizontally and straight towards the back of the room. Okay, parallel to this table, it's also parallel to this slanted podium plane. Okay, so one parallel arrow is not enough. If you had two arrows that were parallel to the plane and not parallel to each other, that would be enough. An even more elegant way to do it, to get by with just one arrow, is to have a perpendicular arrow. Okay? The plane of this table point is perpendicular to any vertical arrow, so straight up or straight down. Likewise, for the plane of the ceiling, the plane of the floor. There's a perpendicular arrow. Now look at this podium, slanted arrow here, perpendicular to it. So that's the easiest way to figure out an equation for a plane, is if somebody gives you one point on the plane and then one arrow perpendicular to it. Well, I said it's easy. Well, okay, let's put my money where my mouth is. Let's see here. Okay, let's say that we have the arrow 0, 1, 10, and then we have a point. I'll call it, let's say it's the x naught, y naught, z naught again. This time it's 2, 1, 0. So supposedly, I said it's easy, right? Okay, so I should be able to figure out an equation for this plane. I claim that you only need one equation also. In 3D, one equation, one Cartesian equation, will give you a surface. And if it's a linear equation, it will give you a plane. You need two planes, hence two equations, to intersect and make a line. Okay. Just one equation. So what is one equation that captures perpendicular? Where has perpendicular angles come up before?
Well, in the dot product equals zero.
Yes, exactly. Remember, the dot product can allow you to calculate the angle between two things. Now this theta here is supposed to be between 0 and 180 degrees, or pi radians, by definition. That's the kind of angle we mean. We don't mean an angle that goes around the big part of the pi. We mean half the pi or less. Okay. Maybe I should say half the circle. Half the circle or less. Now, the cosine is 0 exactly when the angle is pi over 2 or 90 degrees. So all I need to do is get, assuming these aren't zero vectors, just look at the dot product. The dot product will be zero if and only if they're perpendicular. And the only way this gets screwed up is if you have something like that. If you had a zero vector, what would it even mean to be perpendicular to the zero vector? Okay, so we need a dot product, but a dot product takes two arrows. I've only got one arrow there. I need another arrow. So the idea is, imagine you're at some other point on the plane. Maybe you're over here. There's your x, y, z. Now draw an arrow from the one point you know, in this case 2, 1, 0, to an arbitrary other point on the plane. This arrow is parallel to the plane, so it's perpendicular to that 0, 1, 10 arrow. Thank you. So we need to take the dot product of this arrow with that perpendicular arrow. So how do we get from here to here? The displacement is we go from x naught to x. So that's an x minus an x naught, right? That'll give us the x part of the displacement. Add this to the x naught to get the x. To the y naught, you need to add a y minus a y naught to get the y. To the z naught, you need to add a z minus a z naught to get the z. And we want the dot product of that I'll call this vector n for normal, with vector n there to be 0. Normal is another word for perpendicular. And that little kind of upside down T there is a symbol for perpendicular. This is all I need to do. Okay, so x minus 2, comma y minus 1, comma z minus 0, dot 0, 1, 10, must be 0. Okay, dot product. We can simplify that a little bit. Y minus 1 plus 10z equals 0. Really don't like having that 1 over there. If you want, you can write it like this. I guess this one is the shortest thing I could write. This is fine too. This one's just a little longer. So that's the equation of that one. So for any numbers x, y, z that satisfy this equation, they will be the coordinates of a point on this plane. All right. Questions or comments about this? Go the other way. Here's a plane, and here's the equation. Perpendicular to P, and find a point on P. This is a plane. So if a plane is determined by an arrow perpendicular to it and a point on it, and this really is an equation of a plane, we should be able to work backwards. We should be able to go from this kind of Cartesian equation to an arrow. Right? And we should be able to find a point on the plane as well. And if you can find an arrow perpendicular to the plane, you could shrink it down to an arrow of magnitude 1. So, can anybody tell me an arrow? Don't worry about the magnitude yet. Just any arrow perpendicular to this plane. It's a different plane than before. Can you tell me, from that equation, an arrow perpendicular to my plane? Anybody have a guess? There's some numbers in there, 3, 4, 7, and 6. Any idea how we could use those numbers to get the components of an arrow perpendicular to this plane? That's the simplest thing we could try. Let's just get the arrow first. The arrow is actually easier. How about 3, 4, 7? You think that would work? Yeah, it actually will. Right? Look at this. This, compare it to this, right? Imagine taking this and unsimplifying it back to this complicated thing. See? An equation like this is really just another one of those dot product equations in disguise. All right? Let's move the 6 back in. How about this? We have to put the 6 somewhere. I don't really care where. How about we put it with the x, okay? So subtract the 6 from both sides and group it with either the x's or the y's or the z's. If you wanted, you could even split it up and group some of it with x, some of y, some of z, but it doesn't matter. See, these two are equivalent. Just turn it back into a dot product equals zero equation. Right? So we're taking the dot product of what? X minus 2, and now think of the y as a y minus 0, and then the z as a z minus 0. And we're taking the dot product with 3, 4, 7. Reverse the kind of thing we did there. There's more than one way to reverse it. I had to make a somewhat arbitrary choice of how I move the 6. I had to move the 6 around to put it, at least some of it. It has to go somewhere. I chose to put it all with the x, but I didn't have to. I could have put all with the y, all with the z, or half with x, half with z, whatever. But just group it somehow to make it like a dot product equation. Now we have it. So now we have a picture that we can understand. We can imagine an arbitrary point over here, x, y, z. And this right here is a little displacement arrow going from 2, 0, 0 to x, y, z. And we've got, and it's perpendicular with an arrow 3, 4, 7. That's not quite a unit vector, but we can make it a unit vector. So already we know part of this. We know that 3, 4, 7 is perpendicular to P. Right? And we know that 2, 0, 0 is an element of P. That symbol just means is in. Okay, so this is a point in P. So that's what you wanted. You wanted a point on P, and you wanted an arrow perpendicular to it. I threw in one extra requirement, but that's easily met. Okay. Just divide by the magnitude of 3, 4, 7. And now you'll shrink down the magnitude to 1. No problem. Questions about this one?
Thanks for shutting the door.
A little more geometry here. A triangle determines a plane, yeah? Really, 3 points determine a plane. Okay?
Okay, give me 3 points.
0, 0, 0.
0, 0, 0. Okay. Give me another point.
0, 5, 0.
0, 5, 0. And another point.
0, 0, 5.
0, 0, 5. Okay. So let's say these are all on plane Q. Okay. Give an equation for Q. Well, you made it too easy. The equation is x equals 0. let's see. Right. I know that anything of the form, anything of this form, and x equals 0 clearly works, right? So that one was a little too easy. All right. How about this? Now what are we going to do? I'll call this point R, point S, point T. And I will make a picture. It'll be an abstract picture. I won't try and make it to scale or have the arrows point in the right direction or anything. Just a little abstract picture here. We have our R and our S and our T. They're all in some plane. Okay, what do I need? I need a point and a perpendicular arrow. Well, I've got plenty of points, right? So I could use R. That could be my point. Right? Fine. I could imagine another point X, Y, Z out here. Right? So then I have this arrow. Right? So I have X minus 1, Y minus 2, comma, Z minus 3. Two commas in there. Right? That's my little displacement arrow here. Here. I'll call this arrow U. Okay. So arrow U dot some vector n will do the job, where n is perpendicular to our plane H. But I need the perpendicular arrow, and I don't have it yet. How can I get it? I know it's out there because I know a triangle makes a plane. How can I get a perpendicular arrow?
Test the other points?
I need, remember, I need an arrow, not a point. I already have a point. I have two other points. So somehow I need to use the two other points to get this arrow. Yes?
You can make a vector with R and T and then do the cross product.
Let's see here. Well, cross product with what? Like which two arrows? These two? I could, the problem is this x, y, z, if I do that, the cross product will give me an arrow n, but the cross product will involve these variables x, y, z. So I'll have to plug in some numbers for the x, y, z to get just numbers for the n. So I need not just any x, y, z, but I need an x, y, z I know. And there is another one I know, the s. So what I'll actually do is I'll take these two, so RS and RT, and I'll take the cross product of those. And that will be the arrow I need. Not my most convincing picture ever, but supposedly there's this, I don't know, kind of slanted plane there, and the N is supposed to be somehow, some kind of weird shadow here of the what's going on in 3D, but it's supposed to be perpendicular to all three of those arrows, right? Okay. So that's all you got to do there. If you take the cross product of those two displacement arrows, you'll be good to go. Let's say from R to S, you're going to need to go 5 in the X direction, -1 in the Y direction, and 4 in the Z direction. And from R to T, you're going to need to go 1 in the X direction, from 2 to 0 is -2 in the Y direction, and you'll need to go +1 in the Z direction to get from 3 to 4. So 5, -1, 4 across 1, -2, 1. And what is that? All right, let's see here. Let's see, 2, 3, 3, 2. Okay, so -1 minus -8, so 7. 3, 1 is 4, -1, 3 is 5. It's -1. 1, 2, minus 2, 1. So -10 minus -1. -11. If you're concerned that maybe I got the cross product wrong, remember you can check the perpendicularity directly. Take the dot product. Like say I take the dot product of this with the RS, right? 35, 1, minus 44. Maybe I got the sign. That's not canceling out. Let me check the second one again. Make sure I got it right. Okay, 3-1 minus 1-3. No, that's right. 2-3 is 2. 2-3 is 1 minus 3-2. Yes, that's it. Okay. No, I still don't see it. I'm going to do them around here. -1 minus -8. 5. Oh, okay. 4.
I think Y is supposed to be +1. I think it's the third one.
You think the middle one should be +1?
I think it's
4. 3-1 minus 1-3. And where's the other one? -10 minus. Okay, I think that is the problem. There we go. Yes. Now 35 and 1 minus 36. Now it works. 7, 2 minus 9. Yeah, that works. Okay. It's the third term. I was getting wrong. Okay. Oh well. Okay. Tried to do it in my head. Good. If you do it in your head, yeah, check your work. The calculator, go to catalog and cross P if you want to check it that way. Anyways, there it is. Okay, so put it all together now. 7 times x minus 1 plus, minus 1 times y minus 2 minus 9 times z minus 3 all has to be 0. So it can be done. Fundamental geometric insight was that you just need a point and a perpendicular arrow. Right? Then the secondary insights are, okay, how do I get the point? How do I get the perpendicular arrow? Questions about this example? Okay. The other thing we did with lines last time was find the distance to a line. You can do the same thing with a plane. It's the same idea. Find the shortest arrow to the plane, and the shortest arrow will be perpendicular with the plane. So that's the one other thing we'll do with planes today. There's another fun topic, but I've done it in past years, but there's really not enough time for it, so I'm leaving it out this year. Which is figuring out the angles between lines, and angles between planes, and angles between lines and planes, and so on. I'm going to leave that off this year. You can figure that stuff out on your own if you're interested, or ask me about it. Acquire it. Because the only place that kind of thing really comes up is in two very special cases. You know, are things parallel or are they perpendicular? We don't really end up needing, this line makes a 30-degree angle of that plane for what we're going to do later in the course. So the distance to a plane is actually quite easy, because you are given the perpendicular arrow already. You're given a perpendicular arrow already. Okay, so here we are. Plane K. We have a point Q that's in K. We have an arrow N that is perpendicular to K. So maybe here's Q, here's our arrow N, perpendicular to the plane. And then we have another point P up here. And we want to know, what is the distance? So what do we need to do? We need to make an arrow perpendicular to Q again, or sorry, perpendicular to K. And we just need the length of this arrow here. That'll be the distance from P to K. Okay. So what you do is take a projection.
With lines, since you're given a parallel arrow, what you actually do is you take a projection and subtract it off, or use the cross product shortcut. But here, since we already have a perpendicular arrow, just take the projection. So that arrow there, this is exactly the part of the PQ arrow that is parallel to N. There's another arrow here. That's the part of the PQ arrow that's perpendicular to N. But what we want is the part that's parallel to N, because perpendicular to the plane will be the same as parallel, or anti-parallel if you prefer, because in this picture they're pointing opposite directions. Perpendicular to the plane is the same as parallel to this one arrow that we have that's already known to be perpendicular to the plane. So we just need the part of PQ that's parallel or anti-parallel to N. That's exactly this projection. Okay, so then you just need the magnitude of that. Remember to write that. Distance from P to K is the magnitude of the projection along the normal vector of PQ, which is the same as the absolute value of the component, the n component of PQ, which, okay, in most useful form, is just this. Take the dot product and divide out the magnitude of n. That's it. So it's very similar to the formula we had for lines in 3D. The distance to a line, instead of a dot there, it was a cross. Right? It's a cross product. That is just a dot product. Even easier. So, let's say that P is 3, negative 1, and 6 in its components, its coordinates. I mean, and Q is 3, 3, 3. And N is 5, 5, 1. So there, that would be enough numbers to figure this out. So just like with distance from a point to a line, with distance from a point to a plane, one way or another you need 9 numbers, right? 3 components of 2 positions and, 1 arrow. Right, this means the angle brackets. So if we're given these, then we can find the distance. So from P to Q, this will be an arrow. We're going to go 3 to 3, so 0 in the x direction. We're going to go positive 4 in the y direction. And we're going to go from 6 to 3, so negative 3 in the z direction. Okay, dot product. 0 times 5 plus 4 times 5 plus negative 3 times 1 is equal to 0 plus 12 minus 3 is equal to 9. So the distance from P to K is the absolute value of 9 divided by the magnitude of n. Okay, so what's that? Square root of 51. Just 9 over root 51, which is
1 point something. It's 51 is not too far from 49, so
square root of 51 is not too far from 7, so 1.3-ish, right? I bet it's pretty close to 1.3. 1.26 something.
questions about
this example? Everybody, oh, did you have a question?
Okay. I calculated the PQ line times the second line, and it turns out to be 20 minus 3.
You are right, I am wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking 4 times 5 was 12. Four times three was in my mind.
So it's 17.
Well, the numerator is 17. So now it's roughly 17 sevenths. Right? So that's more like 2.4 or something. Yeah. 2.38 or something. Thank you for noticing that. Other questions? Let's do a little bit more here. What if I actually wanted this arrow? Let's actually get the arrow. There's the full projection formula. This is all a number, a scalar, and we're taking a scalar product with that vector. So that would be the actual arrow here that takes us from P to the closest point on the plane. And if you really want to, I suppose you could write this explicitly in terms of its components. Well, there's a handy coincidence there. That fraction's just a third. What do you mean? So there would be the actual arrow. And let's say you actually wanted the closest point right there. So the closest point to P on K is what? Well, we would need to take the position of P, and then we would need to add the arrow that we just found. So think of P as a position vector now, okay? And then add in our displacement arrow.
think I got the arithmetic right on this. So. Okay, so the first homework problem, which two unit vectors are perpendicular to the plane, which consists of the set of all points x, y, z that satisfy the equation 5x minus y equals 3. And the second question, problem, find the shortest arrow from point 080 to the plane given by the equation 4x plus y plus z equals 1. And then 3, find the distance between the parallel planes given by 4x plus y plus z equals 1 and 4x plus y plus z equals 3. And no, the distance is not 2. Okay. Third one, have to think a little bit. It's not a direct application of what we did on the board. You'll need to add in a little bit of geometric insight. Yeah. I'll be in my office pretty much all afternoon today, and after that, well, I'll see you on Wednesday.